But first things first, let us take a look at some of the sport. And of course, every week we get to check in on sport. We get to check in on the odds. We get to see what's happening in regard to all the stuff that you could place bets on, because that's what we do. So here he is, along with Superbets, Ben Karpinski, live from Cape Town this morning. Morning, Ben. How are you?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? It's been good. So long.
I know. You were away last weekend, and we've had holidays and God alone knows what. So let's catch up. Let's see what's happening. So yeah. This is brought to you by Superbets. What do we got going on sports-wise?
Yeah, sorry. I kind of missed you there. Must be the Cape Town wind. Yes, it is pumping down here, which means obviously it's raining up at Highveld level, right?
Something like that. It's in Cape Town. This is where it starts getting really horrible. From now until August, right?
It is. And this is maybe why I don't want to move back ever, because like this is a great time to be at home. But it's dark, guys. So please forgive me that I'm just sort of in this bed area. I'm staying with my brother again. I'm here until Sunday. And then tomorrow I'm playing really competitive golf with some old geezers, which I'm quite nervous about, because I'm going to be in this wind. And wow, that's pretty much my weekend at the moment.
All right. So what do we got sports-wise?
So, guys, we've got one of those weekends where there's stuff on the go, but next weekend is the big weekend. Next weekend is the Masters. Next weekend is UFC 300. So I just want you to know that if you're underwhelmed by what I'm about to tell you, next week we're hitting things so hard. And I'll be in studio next week as well, so it'll be an extra special report. But either way, we do have rugby in a very interesting sense this weekend, because the Investec Champions Cup is back. So we're in the round of 16. So all the teams have done pretty well in the group stages and the sort of fragmented tournament. We're now round of 16, so this is the real business end, which means for our two best teams in South Africa, the Bulls and the Stormers are back in action. So tomorrow, Bulls versus Leon at 1:30. Now, the Bulls just took a massive trousering to Leinster in the URC, which is a bit of a wake-up call because, as you know, the Irish teams are pretty much the best. And the Bulls and the Stormers have to contest against them at all levels. So last week was a real wake-up call for Jake White and his team. I would expect them to bounce back at home against Leon. And then the Stormers will also be at home. They'll be taking on La Rochelle. And that'll be at 4 o'clock here at the Cape Town Stadium. There are a host of other matches. You know, it depends how much you like Scottish or French or English rugby. But from here, the quarters will take place next weekend. The semis will be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May. And the final will be the 25th of May. The interesting thing about this final is they're really playing at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which is a real big deal for rugby when you think about it, that they can have such a huge capacity. And it will be. It'll be an absolute sellout. And hopefully the Bulls or the Stormers can somehow be amazing in the next three rounds to get there. But call me slightly pessimistic, I don't think it's going to happen. I just think when it comes to this level of tournament and the demands for our teams to be European-based and here, I know it's the same time zone, but it's a big stretch on some of the squads. So I don't think, I wouldn't be so gung-ho on putting my money on them going to the top of this. There's also Hong Kong Sevens this weekend, which, Hong Kong Sevens, it is a massive draw. Obviously, being in Hong Kong, so it'll be in the future. So you got to wake up really early to see the games. And look at the South African team. Well, they won the first Sevens event of the year in Dubai, and then they've been absolutely useless ever since, but like terrible. Not like losing in the semis or an unlucky final or whatever, like it has been in the past. They have been horrible. So Argentina are the front runners there. They're at the top of the log right now. But Ireland also doing particularly well in sevens, which is really odd because those Northern Hemisphere teams weren't quite as flash as, say, Fiji, SA, Australia, or New Zealand. France also doing really well. They won the last one. So they'll be under kind of like, it's hard to call them underdogs because it's sevens. There are so many underdogs running around this thing. It's so unpredictable. That's what makes it so exciting. So that'll be this weekend. SAR in Pool C with Samoa, Ireland, and Spain. So it's pretty tough. Getting out of that one will be an achievement because, as I said, this team is currently ranked seventh. The URC, as we know, is back on the 19th of April. So if you are missing that, that's just okay. In the football, it was a fantastic week for the Premier League because all the big teams have already played. Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool, they all had midweek wins, and they're back at it this weekend for your viewing pleasure. It's match day 32 of 38, so we are getting down to that final stretch here as well. So Liverpool's still on top, followed by Arsenal and Man City. They'll all be in action this weekend. Man City are away to Crystal Palace at 1:30 on Saturday, Aston Villa will take on Brentford at 4, Fulham versus Newcastle at 4, and Brighton versus Arsenal at 6:30. So none of the top three can slip up from here. I think if one of them lose, they're out of the race. It is just so cutthroat and so competitive at the top right now. Sunday we'll see Man United hosting Liverpool at 4:30, and the Spurs will take on Nottingham Forest. And locally, have Sundowns lost yet? No, they are still unbeaten. They are 11 points clear with two games in hand over the nearest rival, Stellenbosch, who have also been pretty damn impressive of late. So that is your football needs for the weekend. Cricket, we've got IPL. Now, if you do like gambling, if you do like betting, if you do like playing, well, the Indian cricket gods came together to give you this tournament where there is so much on the go. So we currently are pretty early in the tournament, and the Kolkata Knight Riders and the Rajasthan Royals, they're only unbeaten teams. They've gone 3-for-3. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, you'll see 8 of the teams in action. There's 4 games. I know some people like the Sunrisers Hyderabad, so they'll take on the Chennai Super Kings.
Right, Simpiwe, that's today. Your team.
That's her team. She's a Hyderabadian. Saturday, Rajasthan Royals versus Royal Challengers Bangalore at 4. And then Sunday, we've got the Mumbai Indians versus the Delhi Capitals. Mumbai Indians are bottom of the table, so maybe at home, this is the game to back them on. That game will be at 12. And then the Lucknow Super Giants will take on the Gujarat Titans.
You're making all these names up. Like, aren't you making these up?
I mean, Lucknow Super Giants.
Benedict, have you ever heard of these in your life?
So I haven't heard a single thing that Ben's been saying because I haven't heard any reference to Formula One. So it's kind of been blah, blah, blah.
So Benedict only cares about Formula One.
Who is this impatient man who thinks that I must structure my sport differently? Yeah, Benedict, we got the Formula One this week in Japan. Now, last week was interesting. Not because it was maybe the best race, but interesting because Verstappen didn't win. He had brake failure. Didn't win, and the Ferraris, well, they had a bit of a run. But this time last year, Japan was where Verstappen basically closed the door and then started always winning. So he's obviously the major favorite again, and you would think that Perez is going to be in the 1-2. But I think at some stage, Ferrari has to just step up into what they should be. So the win last time out in Australia, I mean, look, when it comes to these contender cars, there's going to be some sort of fuck up. There'll be a gear problem or engine failure. And that's what Ferrari are just so good at. They're kind of like the Proteus, and they build all this hope. And then you think, you know what? They just had a win. Maybe Leclerc, maybe Sainz, they can do this. And then Verstappen will just basically keep winning. So I hope that I'm completely wrong there. And last week could have seen a bit of a turnaround, a bit of a balance in the mix here. So Japanese Grand Prix, of course, just like Hong Kong, Japan are in the future. So early, early morning there. And that's pretty much it for your big sporting highlights. I mean, there is golf this weekend.
Well, I want to hear what Ben wants to add into the Benedict Macher wants to add into the Formula One stuff.
So Ben, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Ferrari got rid of the wrong driver? So just for context, next year Carlos Sainz, who's the driver who's delivered the victory for Ferrari last week, kind of lost his contract and will be replaced by Lewis Hamilton. Should they have gotten rid of Charles Leclerc?
Well, see, Benedict, I think you just kind of proved my point of Ferrari. They will make a bad decision, or they'll almost self-sabotage just out of nowhere. I think it's very odd. And this is a bit of a side tangent, I'll go on here. It's very odd that they love Charles Leclerc so much. I get young talent, but you know, he was given like a 5-year contract. Schumacher didn't even get that.
Yeah.
These Oaks had so much blind faith that Leclerc was going to be the best guy. But Sainz, I think, he's your ultimate teammate. And I think it's about having the two strongest the whole time, because that's what you want in the sport. I absolutely think they got rid of him. And I think they were just chasing headlines with Hamilton. Hamilton's an absolute F1 god, but I don't think he's great for that team right now because they've got a good dynamic with those two.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding, I mean, interesting that, you know, when the announcement came through, Ferrari's share price increased by something like 7.5%. So I suspect that it's more than just, they're not just buying a driver, because a driver, you can, you know, they're a dime a dozen. They're probably buying a sort of a brand ambassador to get the Ferrari brand, particularly in kind of the non-traditional markets where the big money is, not sort of the Europe and Americas, but, you know, Middle East, Africa, et cetera, et cetera. So they're probably investing long term in a brand building exercise as opposed to a driver.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you've got two handsome men with great hair, and then, you know, maybe that isn't how they want to position themselves. And ultimately, like, you hit the nail on the head there. Look at the share price. All of the stuff is strategic, and ultimately all of these cars are money makers. You know, Formula One is one big marketing exercise. And if you can own the Hamilton story, basically be the last guy to basically have them in a car, then yeah. So I would say racing-wise, no. Business-wise, yes, on the right driver thing.
So, Tabo Pali says in the comments, Charles is the future, but Sainz is definitely a mistake. So there's some very direct opinions at you.
Tabo, you're so right. But, I mean, it's so easy to call someone the future, and I just think that Leclerc maybe needs to step up a bit. But at the same time, Ferrari have messed up his... his races here and there. So,
well, Ben,
you can't even be mad at
that. This goes down as the first time we've ever spoken about Formula One for more than about 5 seconds on the show. So thank you, Benedict. You've already improved things. Cool. Yeah,
thanks, Ben. I mean, and also, if someone ever says, you know, the share price has increased by 7%, so you know that this guy's got research on
he's
hand.
Done the work.
Yeah, so guys, I mean, that's pretty much it for the sporting weekend. As I said, the Masters is next week. It's going to be so huge this year. I think if you're watching Full Swing on Netflix, you'll get a good understanding of why the Masters this year is going to be so huge. Season 2 is just finished and it's available on Netflix. And then UFC 300. Oh, there's so much UFC to catch on next week as well, because it looks like Drickus's first title defense is going to be exactly where he wants it, in Perth.
Ben, no one wants to be in Perth. Ben, just quickly, this tournament that you're playing with old geezers, is there anything that we need to know about that?
No, it's not a tournament this time around. It's a money hustle in the wind. And the thing is, when you play these old geezers and you play them at their home course, you know that movie White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. You know, you feel like this is a fun kind of thing, but ultimately they're going to hustle. And these old geezers too,
who are these people? Are these people just what are they, just local residents that go to their home club and play against some strangers from out of town?
So my best friend moved to Cape Town 2 years ago, I think it is now, and his home course, where he was a club champion growing up, is where we're playing tomorrow. And so he's now got this new group of grizzly old geezers for mates, and so I'm playing with him against these two. Okay. But the last time I played down there in the wind, I had like my worst round in about 15 years. So I've got a lot to avenge. And I've really been giving them a bit of shit in the WhatsApp group, because that's how golf actually works.
Yeah,
you
it's think the WhatsApp
that you just
group.
Rock up and tee a white ball up. It's the WhatsApp group during the week. It's baiting people into seeing what their characters like, so that you know when it comes down to the 15th, 16th, 17th hole, you know what buttons you can press if the game gets a bit squirrely from there.
Okay, so it's a psychological game as much as it is golf. There we are, as usual.
Well, it's also just guys being guys. So, you know, abusing each other horrendously for our own entertainment.
Do you play, Gareth?
No, I don't play. I would never.
Never, ever.
No. Ben knows this.
I've had four rounds of golf in my life.
Four? Okay, well, then you've done better than me.
Yeah, the first one was not bad. I think I shot 104, 106.
Okay.
And then it got...
Your first one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then I think the next one was like 112, and then 118.
So it got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, then I stopped.
Okay.
Have you tried paddle?
No.
Oh, okay.
I play tennis.
okay.
You play tennis?
Yeah. Ooh.
That's good.
All right. Well, that's the real thing. I mean, paddle is like, what's so funny, I was talking to someone the other day and I still haven't played a game of paddle. I know you have, Ben, right? You got into it for a while.
I was like, yeah, you was into it once upon a time.
You didn't buy equipment though, did you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, you did.
Okay. You've got to have, guys, I mean, if you're going to play a sport, play a sport. Don't stand there like, oh, I'm not really into this kind of thing. I've got my own equipment.
I'm very glad, and I'm sure Benedict feels the same way, that I never went and wasted money on golf, for example, because I was never going to be a player like you. But for people who are into, I mean, I heard about cyclists the other day. You're not one of those, are you, Ben?
No.
So these bikes
cost an absolute fortune. I mean, can buy a car for the price of a bike.
You do, and you sometimes, these people have to finance their bikes
Yeah, and it's bikes. Plural.
Why are we financing bikes? Like a bicycle tool, you busy shopping there.
Financing bicycles.
Why
I kid you
financing?
Not.
I can confirm it.
What's
special about it?
What,
right now, I'm in my brother's spare bedroom right now, and he's got a bike here.
Right. There it is. Look at that.
He's actually got two. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here when I say these two bikes combined are close to what my car is valued at.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have a terrible car, and these bikes is just... But he loves it. You know, that's his thing. He gets on there and he feels like, I don't know, insert pro cyclist name here.
I mean, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100K for a bike.
Yeah. I think one day we must do a show, Ben, on like the most expensive sports from an equipment point of view. And they always used to say running's the safest because Formula One will win. But running used to be the thing anyone could do because all you needed was a pair of sneakers. But even those now.
Those are ridiculous.
For the serious runners, yeah.
Oh, those are like a couple of thousands.
Mm. So we'll have to get into this. All right, thanks,
well,
Ben.
I think. Wait, hang on a second. I think for that, we need a parent to come in because these poor people, I'm not saying poor as in financially, these poor people have to actually stump up all this money. So a kid goes, I want to play cricket. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, if I said that back in the day to my parents, they'll be like, okay, cool, go to school. And you like, you share the same box. You have like one pad on your left leg. You have a bat that just looks like half a tree. Now, with health, safety, and everyone's precious, you've got to buy the kid a helmet, arm guard.
Yeah.
Their own box.
I've seen this happen with my nephews. Suddenly, you know, they take a mild interest in X sport, and then by the next week, they've got all the equipment.
Yeah, and then they're interested for about 3.5 seconds.
And then they move on, exactly. And then all this expensive stuff is stuck.
It's the strangest thing seeing 8-year-olds wearing a helmet. Which 8-year-old in the world can bowl a bouncer? Show me. Show me this kid. Wear a hat and carry on, man.
Yeah, that's right. In our day, again, Ben and I were talking about how as long as you were home before it was dark, it was fine. And sport wasn't this safe, careful, considered thing. It was like war. It was war.
That's how you tested yourself.
Right. Okay, Ben. Well, listen, enjoy Cape Town. I hope it doesn't go too badly with all these old people you're playing golf with. And we will see you next week.
All right, guys, look forward to it.
Very good. Bye. That's Ben Karpinski and a little bit of Beyond the Scoreboard. The Superbets, of course, supports responsible gambling. Strictly no under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008.